Radio.
When you look closely at our first reading, you can't help but think, poor old Naaman. He has carefully planned his journey in search of healing, but he keeps having to adjust his expectations. Fortunately, God puts his agents in the right place at the right time to help Naaman accept these changes. First, as we heard, is the slave girl, who tells Naaman that there may be a cure for the leprosy he has assumed would always plague his life. And when the king of Israel expresses alarm at Naaman's request, Elisha hears about it and sends a messenger to invite him to come and discover that there is indeed a prophet in Israel. But Naaman has already played the scene of his cure in his imagination, and it doesn't include plunging into a dirty river, as we heard. Offended by what Elisha tells him to do, Naaman is ready to go home without being healed. Again, his servant acts as God's agents, because they persuade him that he might as well give it a try. And as a result, as we heard, he's not only cured, he comes to know the one true God. Well, I think Naaman's a bit of a good example for us, because he shows us how we can start off in good faith, but find ourselves limited or even led astray by our past experiences. Our notions of how things are or how they should be can bind us to what God wants to do for us now in this new moment. Fortunately, God has many agents who can help us correct our ways. It may be a character from Scripture whose situation seems familiar, or it may be a present-day hero of the faith whose triumph speaks to our lives. It could just be a good friend or a good mate who prays with us just at the right time, or even a spiritual director who listens to us and questions us to help us when we get unstuck. If we're ever facing a challenge or an important decision, we should always lay it before God and ask him to direct us. Then we should always open our eyes and our ears, because he's already placed his agents in strategic locations ready to move us along the path. Loving God, we want to do things your way and not our way. Send your messengers to shine light on our path. Amen.
Radio.org.au